JTP Theatre presents Bite Size Theatre with It Wasn't Me, written by Tony DeMail. Some dads go through a lot for their kids.
I saw you do it,
said Mrs. Howells, with her hands on her hips and a face like thunder. I knew she hadn't, but it was futile to deny it. After all, she did have a football in her lounge, a broken window, and a 40-year-old bloke in full Bristol Rovers kit standing in her kitchen. I had to admit, they were clues that could be linked by any amateur sleuth. When I said it wasn't me, I started.
Yes?
What I really meant was, sorry, it was an accident. Mrs. Howells looked me up and down, and then she curled up her lip and said,
At your age!
I hung my head.
What's a grown man doing dressed like that?
This is my official Rovers kit, I protested. She gave me another withering look, and I actually felt I withered, as she said,
What are you doing kicking a ball around anyway?
I caught sight of several of my reflections in what was left of her window. I saw that the football shirt was tight around my belly, and the bald patch on the back of my head was shining bright and white. I looked ridiculous, and any thoughts of telling her the truth were dismissed from my mind. It is one thing to look ridiculous, but to add cowardice to one's faults would just compound things. I'm trying to get a bit of exercise, I said, and then patted my heavy tummy to prove I needed it.
Have you thought of joining a gym? She asked venomously.
No. Oh, good idea.
Then we wouldn't be subjected to seeing you in shorts in public, she added.
No, I agreed. Mrs. Howells stared at me and I shuffled on the spot uncomfortably. She shook her head, pursed her lips and deepened her frown. I rolled my eyes as much as to say, You're right, I am useless. And then she broke the silence again.
Well?
She asked, sorry.
I know you're sorry, she tutted. When I said, well, I meant, when are you going to get off my lawn?
Oh, I said, now if you like.
I would like, agreed Mrs. Howells as she folded her arms and fixed a new evil stare on me.
Right, I said.
Go on then.
I will, I said. It's just that...
What? She yelled. Spit it out, man.
I gulped. I just wondered if I could have my ball back, please. Mrs. Howells turned a worrying shade of purple. She started shaking at the ankles, but the reverberations travelled quickly. Then her whole body quivered with rage. I did what any middle-aged bloke in a rover's kit would do, and ran. I wasn't sure what she called after me, but the words tubby and murder were involved, so I didn't stop to check. In fact, I didn't stop running until I reached the end of the road, and then had to try and catch my breath by Mr. Wilt's privet hedges. Psst! I heard the noise, and immediately straightened up whilst trying to ignore some rising nausea induced by my 30-yard dash. Psst, Dad! I didn't look into the bush, but spoke in a low tone out of the corner of my mouth. Stay down and out of sight, Jack. But, Dad, the bushes rustled. Did you get the ball back? Not exactly, I said. The bushes rustled again. What did Mrs. Howells say about the window? It's fine, I lied. No problem. Just crawl out and we'll sneak home the back way. Okay, Dad. Jack and I crept home like the neighbourhood delinquents we were. Then, just as we reached our garden gate, the boy put his hand in mine and said, Thanks, Dad. That's okay, son, I said. We couldn't have Mrs. Howells finding out that it was you that broke her window, could we?
You've been listening to It Wasn't Me, featuring Ian Corns, with thanks to freesfx.co.uk for sound effects and music. You can follow JTP Theatre on Facebook and Instagram, and we'll be back with more next Tuesday on Thornbury Radio. Thornbury Radio.